Blog Talk Radio.
Now when the MCs came to live out the name and took a trip before some head, some cocaine, to act the same, to perform, it rocked it all. Now all of the mental planes sparked the brain with the building to be born.
When the MCs came to live out their name, inscribed in the halls and the walls of fame, balancing life, wrote both the yin and yang, hands buried a man and they raised his son to reign. That's a play on words, they say herb ain't all the same. Slaves in prison and they some unchained, while everybody in my gang is star DJ Prame, screaming through the sunroof, money still ain't a thing. While I'm spinning small bank, asking where's my change, carpool with the homie, saving gas in my tank. I think like a billionaire, I spend less than I make. Strong minded, I should bench way more than my weight. Women been leading the way since Roxanne, Shantae, and the unit have slave, and Jay have Marcy neighbors that wave. Looking confused, I'm like, cool, maybe it's age. When I see Afro puffs, I think maybe it's rage. Maybe it's stage, they tripping and they say they got beef. Ain't an MC on this earth that make me for the fray. Wu-Tang for the children, that's a scripture and phrase. See my goals from a bird's view like Trey, underage.
When I'm so off the radar, it's very hard to find me. In space, a selfie with the earth behind me. You follow the leader, the track is off the meter. A lot of rap is weak, low frequency in the tweeters. Very inaudible, clock radio speakers. Quietly whispering is a whirl of wiki leakers. Forget the gaudiness, my method is nauseant. Transferring ideas into the brains of the audience. The street poet gave the special art form a global reach. You earn your ear, then your heart by giving a local speech. We even wonder what words is potent as a sorcery. Not witchcraft, but a list of terms in a glossary. Well-written rap, bound to have a great impact on a listener, for the fact, is well intact. An MC should electrify, beautify, strive to empower, inspire, transform a worldview.
Back in the days, yeah, when niggas wore fades, yeah, soup tie caps, yeah, just trying to catch a wave. Trying to catch a wave. Trying to catch a wave. Thinking like back in the days, yeah, when niggas wore fades, yeah, soup tie caps, just, yeah, trying to catch a wave. Trying to catch a wave. Trying to catch a wave.
Y'all know what it is. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. We live from Harlem, Beef Stu Radio. We in the building. That was Rhapsody featuring the Wu-Tang Clan, featuring my man, Inspector Deck and the Jizza. That joint definitely banging. We definitely banging. I want to thank everybody who tuned in on Amazon, who checked out our movie, The Uncelebrated Pioneer, The History of Harlem Hip Hop. We've been getting mad great reviews, man. It's definitely streaming on Amazon. Supposed to be coming on Hulu and Netflix soon, but we definitely appreciate everybody who definitely one took time and you know, either brought a CDVD or whatever. We love y'all for that. All right, make sure you follow me at facebook.com/DJ Big Stu. Also follow me at on Instagram at BeefStu110 and capital letters Beef Stu Radio with the number 11 on Twitter. But as promised, in the building, we got a young lady whose voice is golden. We got her in the building, Miss Kenyatta Rashawn in the building. Welcome to the show, lady.
Yo. Hey, y'all. What's up, Big Stu?
What's good? What's going on? Glad to have you. Heard your song, All Gone. I'm definitely feeling that. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to make sure I got it out to the right folks. I mean, you heard it here first.
All right. Let the people know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Yeah, it's a tongue twister, but I'm not far from New York.
You actually used to be in New York before, right?
Area.
I heard you were in Harlem on the subway in one time.
Yes, sir. That was me. And with the natives, like, that's so good.
All right. Cool, that's how we do it in New York. We do it on the subway. That's the start to everybody's stardom, singing in the subway, all the R&B artists. That's now you're going to be a star now.
Feel me?
Who are some of the people who influenced you, that made you do what you want to do?
Ah, man, if I can take back those artists by the name of Amy Winehouse, she's a passant, but she had a real strong, soulful voice. Let's see, we got Summer Walker, one of the newbies out here, killing it. My girl Kehlani, Beyonce, of course. But I love the variety of voices that are making more impact in R&B now. Like, you heard of Ari Lennox?
Yeah, I heard of her.
Yeah, she's cold. Yeah, like, it is paving the way for, the independent R&B artists with different sounds.
What do you feel is going on with R&B music now? Like, what's the difference from the R&B back then and R&B now?
Ooh, okay. Well, first of all, I just want to pay homage to again. Like, Harlem, to me, is like one of the capitals. The New York period was one of the capitals for music, especially hip-hop. So, like, R&B kind of, like, slid into that lane. You know, it's kind of like R&B back in the day. Oh my God, the music was different. Today, it like went up a notch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now you had an opportunity to sing with the sample that for Kanye West Sunday service. Tell us about that.
Ooh, yo, listen, they strongly encourage, like, hey guys, this is gonna be an experience, and I'm getting this thing with Kanye. I'm like, this is more than an experience, but I definitely felt the vibe, the love, the energy. Like, the singers that he started with, they all come from around the world. And to come together to sing his music and his new music at that, the remixes, like, that was a good experience, great experience.
Would you do it again?
Tomorrow, let him hit my line. It's a wrap.
Now let me ask you, with all the, the political stuff around Kanye, him and Donald Trump, did you feel some way or did you just focus on your music?
You know what? I did. I had to touch that, focus on the music. It was a variety of people there, and, everybody know the controversy of Kanye. Like, he just lived that life, but you can see this man is making efforts to do something different. So, and what he contributes to music right now is different. It's different, and it's impacting a lot of people. Like, at the Sunday service in Detroit, looking in the crowd, it was so much diversity. Like, I think his whole goal is to bring people together. And to separate that from the whole Trump situation, you listen to his current interviews and recent interviews, like, that's my man. Sometimes he just be talking. He just be talking. He's too smart and all good.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you check out his new album yourself? Did you check it out?
Jesus is King. Yes, I have. Have you heard
it? How did you feel about it? No, I actually didn't, but I'm going to get on it. I've been seeing a lot of mixed reviews. I've been, I see a lot of the DJs. I don't like to pick what DJs pick, so I like to pick myself. My movie just came out, so I've been running with that. The new music I just got into was yours and a few other people, so I didn't get a chance to get into his. But I've been seeing some bad little reviews, so I don't know. I want to ask you because you seem to be a little open-minded, so I want to ask you about it.
Well, I'm a little biased because one of the tracks on there, I actually got opportunity to sing at the concert. But if you want to get into anything, I don't know. Like water, because it's more on some chill stuff. I would say water. If you listen to the first song you listen to, try water.
Try water.
But I like it.
You like it? So I'm going to do that. I'm going to check it out.
Like
matter of fact, after the interview, I'll probably check it out later in my headphones. Now, as an independent artist, what are some of the challenges you find as an independent and just as a female, like, coming into the game? What are some of the challenges that you face?
Well, just being heard, kicking down them doors that people think they gatekeepers to. I've been out here really trying to push myself in a market that's not even available. Like, when you hear Selene Michigan, you're like, what is that? Where is that? So I got to go the extra mile and make sure that my presence is known and, you know, just sprinkle a little bit of me everywhere. So not even that. I spent some time in L.A., spent some time in Florida. Like, you know, just making little samples where I can and working hard. It is a struggle being an independent artist, and it look cool and it's fun because I know that the reward is going to be so much greater. So I keep at it. Like, I don't really have no reason to stop, and I ain't going to allow anybody to provide me one either. But also being a female, I got a good boom squad with me. I don't really see too many troubles as of late.
I hear that. that makes a lot of sense. I dig that. Now, let me ask you this. If you had something, if there's something in the game that you could change, like if you had the power to change something in the game, what would it be?
More opportunities. Like, because it's really like popularity over talent now. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I got probably about almost 4,000 followers. Meanwhile, you know, no shade, but somebody could just be out here portraying to be a singer when I'm really out here trying to show you that I'm a singer. Like, I'm an entertainer. This is what I do. So, like I said, if I just got to, you know, go a little harder just to make my presence felt, then that's what I got to do.
No, I understand you, because now the game is basically based on who got more social media followers and not really on your songs. You know, people, record labels don't even look at your demo no more. The first thing they ask you is, how's your social media? So, I get
right.
it.
Right. So, like, one of my favorite things to reflect on is how back in the day, you know, you could just walk up to some A&Rs and give them your demo. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, listen to this. Like, one of my favorite artists is Mary J. Blige. Like, then he picked her up. You know what I'm saying? She's this nuisance. She got her face, self, all of this out in front of, like, the best of the best. And she's been holding it down ever since. Them opportunities don't even come like that nowadays, you know?
No, you're right. You basically have to go viral for them and put your own stuff out now. So it costs the artists down, especially in R&B, because, you know, R&B production is very expensive as opposed to rap.
Tell me about it. The whole production, everything around it, like...
then being a lady, you know, you got to buy the lady clothes and all that. Like, an R&B female artist costs a pretty penny.
That's a fact. And I'm out here holding it down on my own. Like, just a little hint to Kenyatta Rashawn. Like, I do my makeup. I'm my own stylist. I do my own hair. Like, I make it happen. And I look good. When it get done, I be like, okay. Did that. So just imagine when I get on that next level, got more people that want to work with me and build with me, which I'm working on. That's, oh my gosh, I appreciate that. Because that's, like I said, I'm not really by myself like I used to be.
Now let me ask you about your video. Are you going to direct your own video, being that you're independent, or are you going to get somebody directed? Is a video coming soon?
I'm actually collabing. I've already collabed with the a videographer here in Detroit, Michigan named Lone Visionary. His name's Jason, but he go by Lone Visionary. He shot the Gridley video, Square Golden. Mm-hmm. It's a few popping rappers in Detroit that he actually did the video for, and I had the opportunity to work with him to do mine. So it's actually done, Big Stu. I'm having a video release party here in Detroit.
Okay.
And,
well, you got to set up the studio.
At the end of the month, I will. That's what I'm going to do.
We got the TV show, so we can burn it.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to make sure you have it. It's going to be released.
All right. Now, you got the song Cutter. I think that's how it's spelled. Cuffer, right?
Cutter off.
Cut her off. Oh.
It's like one word. Yeah, cut her off.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking it now. Cut her off. Those information behind that song.
Ooh. All right, so check it out. That's a collab between me and my twin. I have a twin brother.
Wow.
Yeah, and nah, he's more rap. Yeah, he sings sometimes, but you know, that ain't everybody.
So you the twin that got
yeah.
to the play.
Yeah, I'm the golden ticket. Nah, he's really talented though. Like, he got some material coming out real soon. But that song, Cut Her Off, is it's a joint. It's a little quick, little something, but that's a joint right there. That was about what inspired that is like just taking that deep breath and just can I cuss?
Yeah.
Are we good with cursing? Yeah, just cut them the fuck off. Yeah, leave them the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? People don't be having that courage and be going through shit forever and ever and ever. And next thing you know, you geriatric and shit, and you just been waiting on this one guy or this one girl. You know what I'm saying? Just cut them the fuck off.
All right, so this feels like this song was really a song like a twin sister giving her brother advice. Cut the bitch off. Am I right? You can't be saying
you are absolutely right.
All right. So we're going to get into that joint. We got her in the building. Kenyatta Rashawn. What's your brother's name? So we know. So we, just in case, we keep them in mind.
So you got Kenyatta Rashawn and Comfy Ken.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
We're going to get into this. This is by the twins. They're going to make your moms proud on this one right here. We in the building live from Harlem. Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew, Kenyatta Rashawn in the building. Let's get it.
I said I had to cut her off if she was stressful. Trying to stress me out, but I won't let you. Girl, you're not important, nothing special. I swear to God, I wish I never met you. Now say what I can. For your next dude, I said I had to cut her off cause she was stressful. Tryna stress me out but I won't let you. Girl you're not important, nothing special. I swear to God I wish I never met you. Now save all that complaining for your next dude.
I had to cut her off cause she was stressful. Tryna stress me out and I won't let you. Girl you're not important, nothing special. I swear to God I wish I never met you. Now save all that complaining for the next dude. Cut her off cause she was trustful. Tryna stress me out and I won't let you. Girl, you're not important, nothing special. I swear to God, I wish I never met you. Now save all that complaining for the next dude. I had to cut her off cause she was stressful.
Okay, now you know people gonna think you said you had to cut off.
Oh nah, I ain't cutting hers off ever.
Why? Because you know it's you on the chorus, so people gonna ask you that. You know they're gonna say, oh, you know that's your, you know, you breaking up with your girlfriend. You know, person might think that. I mean, this is we in a
you
new
know,
world,
that's
so it could be that. Huh?
I'll be able to answer a question like that.
So was you breaking up with your girlfriend?
Nah, I was probably going through a time. I know that much. I can say that much.
All right. Listen, we're in a new world now, so you know it's just everything is everything. You know what I mean? Now, one thing I want to ask. One thing I want to ask you, like, you know, a lot of artists do different things. Some artists act, models. You know, what do you do when you're not, you know, when you're not making good music?
Well, I'm acting. I've just started in a cool Detroit film. I took a really prestigious class, acting class with Moolah Films out here in Detroit. I was going to ask you, have you ever seen a Detroit film? They got some cool films.
Yeah, I watched a few Detroit films. It's a dude that be making, he's like me, an independent filmmaker. He make a lot of little dope films. You probably seen him. I think he got one joint, say, Drugs and Love. I forget who he is, but he's supposed to be from out of Detroit. He got a little few joints.
Plug Love. Okay. Well,
Plug Love.
Plug Love. Yeah, I work with them. That's Moolah Film. Shout out to Moolah Film.
Yeah, I fucks with that. I watch all their joints, yo. He kind of inspired me.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you go check out our joint, The Uncelebrated Pioneer, History of Harlem Hip Hop, and we got East Side Story, a story about East Harlem. But yeah, you know, we on the same page.
Look, good network.
Huh? That's lit. I say
the same network.
Yeah, no doubt. That's dope. So you coming out with something with them? Or you in something with them?
Nah, they're working on something right now, and I in turn had to work on my music, but they got some stuff coming up that I'm going to be a part of. It's going to be nice. I did have the opportunity to work with a different filmmaker, and I'm going to be pushing that movie. I did that, over the summer, but I'll be pushing that movie out in a few months or so.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Definitely keep me posted, and maybe we can you could bring the team with you next time, and y'all can come on the show and talk about it, talk about the film. I would love
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I love pulling up in Harlem. That's nothing.
Oh, so whenever you come to Harlem, you got to come to the stadium and be on a TV show. We need you for that. And you could sing live in the studio.
I would love it. That'd be lit.
Now, you acting, you doing music. Now, it seems like you're a mom, too. How do you figure? Are you a mom? Is that? I hear the little one in the back.
No, I'm an aunt. I'm a super aunt.
So. I was going to ask you, how do you juggle, how do you juggle that being a mom, and how do you juggle your career? I'm going to ask that. But.
Well, to piggyback off of that, it's funny you ask, because I be telling myself, I don't even know how I could be a mom with all the stuff that I be doing and trying to do. I'm a dog mom. I definitely got a pup. But, actually just, holding down a shorty, I'd be like, ooh, is it time yet? I've been asked, and it's been a conversation within my relationship, but, if I could just get that little leeway, knock some things out, set up a situation, because my upbringing was dope. So I really want my kids to actually experience the aftermath of what I've been grinding for, I don't really want them to be a part of the grind.
I got you. I really dig that. Now, if there's a young girl out there listening to you and she's feeling you, what advice would you give her?
Hey, girl, hey. Mm-hmm. Anything that you want to do, you can do. Everything that you've been trying to accomplish, the only way you're not going to complete that is you get distracted. You've got to stay focused, work hard, show love, because love always comes back, and smile. Mm-hmm. When you're frowning and all that, that's when you get old quick.
Yeah. Now, we was talking politically. Donald Trump kind of takes aim at your town and Chicago, Detroit and Chicago. How you feel about that? Being from Detroit and, being near Chicago, how you feel about when you hear the president taking aim at, where you come from?
I was a part of the whole shocking factor of him even getting in office. I was definitely what? How is that possible? So what I've been trying to really divert my focus to is just trying to build the Black community, trying to be a part of the community that helps the youth. We got to really set our own pace. All this impeachment, now I'm starting to pay attention. Because other than that, I pay him no mind. I put no energy into that. I don't even think about dude. I try, if anything, comes up, and I'm just oh, God. I try to stop thinking about it. Because the more I put energy into it, the more I spread. So his time almost up. His time is almost up, and I'm looking forward to the different options. How about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the different options. He's from here. We glad he moved. What I'm saying? We have a party over here. We're in Florida. We celebrating over here. We ain't like him anyway, We already knew
did.
How he was. New York already knew how he was. It was just he pulled the wool over other people's head, But what I want you to do is
country folks
I want you to tell people something. I want you to tell people something good about Detroit, because, you know, a lot of times when you see the Detroit and Chicago on TV, they try to make our brothers and sisters look like it's the worst place in the world. But if we all go back to Detroit and all that, you know, that's where Motown came from. That's where we all grew up off of the sound of Detroit. Everybody, every black person mm-hmm. around the world, including white people. So I want you to tell us something good about Detroit, because you from Detroit.
Oh, listen. So that Detroit is innovative. Detroit is onto something, and it's totally the same. Nothing changed about Detroit. All of the weird stuff that was going on has stopped. But all the grinding, all the hard work, like, everybody know that Detroit hustled hard. Mm. Everybody know that. And, you know, Detroit, is they putting themselves back out there on the map. It's building up. It's a lot of great things going on downtown now. A lot of the areas are being gentrified, but, you know, I'm not really complaining because they're putting a lot of money back downtown and a lot of money back in the surrounding areas. If we can keep it where it's at, but now pour more African-Americans into these different areas and building it up on our own coin, everybody in the world is going to see exactly what Detroit got. We work
right.
It's on its way.
All right. Now, I want to ask you this before I let you go. I got three more questions for you. One question is, I want you to tell me who would be the top producers and rappers, if you had to make yourself a super album, who would you like to work with that's already out there? Rappers, producers, singers.
Okay. So, right now, one of my favorite producers is Kendrick Lamar. London on the Track. I think he did a phenomenal job with Summer Walker's album. I would have to also have some Timberland. Mm. Timberland on a beat, for real. I like my Virginia boys. And then as far as some artists and features go, she knows money. I like Bad Baby. She is it's a young girl that was from Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, yeah.
I like her. Yeah.
Okay.
I like her. And then I will also have Gucci Mane. I grew up off Gucci. Love Gucci.
Okay.
And some Janae Aiko.
All right. So you definitely would have a tight album. Now, the second question I want to ask you, is there any, if we be looking forward to see any shows or any cup things, up-and-coming things coming from you, let us know, you know.
I will. Right now, I'm just on this campaign trail for All Gone. I sent out a press release to all my who's who. So right, this is day two, too.
Mm.
In the past month and summer, I've been doing a lot of singing and traveling. Like you said, I was in New York on the subways. I was in California on Venice Beach. And here in Ypsilanti, Michigan, I've been performing at a lot of different private events and some different fundraisers. So I wanted to take a pause, get ready for this super leap into All Gone.
All right. So this next question, I want you to tell, if there's anything I ain't touch up on and you want the world to know about Kenyatta Rashad, you know, I want you, with Rashawn, I want you to tell the world anything that you want them to know about you.
Yeah, what I want you to do is follow me on Instagram at Kenyatta Rashawn. Kenyatta is spelled KenyattaRashawn. I got so much content, more to come. You got to listen to and stream my new single, All Gone. Y'all gonna love it. I'm really talking crazy. And if you're going through something, because right now we got this Mercury retrograde going on in the world, in the universe. Yeah, I'll be tapped into all that. So this definitely is a track to listen to while you're trying to catch the vibe.
That's what's up. Now tell us the inspiration before we get into the song and let you go. All Gone, what was inspiration?
Life.
Just life.
You know what? It's been I've been working with a bunch of different writers on this. On this upcoming album, I've been working with a lot of different writers on my previous work, but this one was, like, mostly me. Like, I knew exactly what I wanted to say. I just really was trying to put together how to say it, and it just came out. And I knew it was heat, because I know that when
ever I'm experiencing, somebody else probably going through the same thing. So I'm sitting back, I'm talking to my homegirls. Everybody's just feeling all kind of stuff to me, like, oh, I'm going through this, and this happened, and oh my God, can you believe this? I'm like, yo, I know. I feel you. Let me go ahead and put this on wax and put this in the world.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, that talk is definitely dope. We want to thank you for being on the show, you know what I mean? And you definitely got a home here in Harlem with us, so whenever you send out some more stuff, you got, you know how to reach me. And when you get in town, definitely hook up with us, man. We definitely like to bring you on the TV show. And keep doing what you do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, I appreciate
right?
you for having me, Big Stu. I'm going to send you a drop later, too.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So we're going to get into this hot joint by her, all right? Miss Kenyatta Rashawn, this joint is fire. It's called All Gone. We're gonna have, you know, we're gonna have all the links to get it, you know, how you get in contact with her and all that. We're gonna put her info on the website. And once again, we wanna thank her for taking time out on a Saturday for getting up with us. And in such a short time's notice at that too. We really appreciate that. All right. So we
no
got you
problem.
Over here.
Thank you.
Keep doing you, and you know, we're gonna keep supporting you. All right.
Appreciate you, Bisco.
All right, so this is All Gone, y'all. Let's get into this. Beef Stew Radio. You know we only play the hot joint.
The moment I think that you're the one, you start to do it too much. I look around and see that everything is moving by us. There's no event to our love. Maybe I'm thinking too much, or you're not thinking enough. I'm trying to link just for love. We need to do this in person. Stop what you're doing, it's urgent. Yeah, I need to know that I'm worth it. I need to know that it's perfect to our love, 'cause I can't take enough. And I just need consistency, and you keep fucking up. Boy, what's up? Loyalty is key. I'll hold you down, but what about me? Is it unrequited love, or am I just naive? Da-da-da-da. Yeah. Better recognize what you got, because tomorrow it can be gone. You supposed to be holding me down. Instead, you're out here playing around. Ooh, baby, your love is driving me crazy. I'd rather be sleeping alone. You supposed keep treating me basic, and I wasn't most patient, but the love that we had is faded, and I waited, thought we could make it, boy, I can't do this alone. Loyalty is key, I'll hold you down, but what about me? Is it unrequited love, or am I just naive? Da-da-da-da. Yeah, better recognize what you got, because tomorrow it can be gone.
Jeans ball, man. Bitch, I'm ballin'. My fella shot it. bottles for what? I'm a rich ass nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. I'm a quick ass city nigga, quick ass nigga. Got a stick, hit your bitch ass nigga. Better talk to me nice when you hit that nigga, yeah. Heard the mama working with some ass, yeah. Heard the mama like to keep it nasty. Strip club, throw a lot of rack, yeah. Shawty get freaky and nasty. 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 On the reason why the mama got that ass so thick. She done heard a lot of stories about this cash I get. She done heard a lot of stories about this dick I slang. She wanna suck a nigga dang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. Should I pop through the block with my icy walk? Should I pop through your block with the icy drop? I might let your friend hit it, gotta share LeBron. I done hit every bitch in your hair salon. I'm a freaking sheep, I'm a dollar, bitch. I hit the windows until the walls, bitch. I know you got a man, you need to pause a bitch. I'ma hit that shit until he calls a bitch. What you talk to me? Niggas all jelly. He don't call me, did my off celly. You won't fuck me tonight, I said it already. I need ID, ain't no R. Kelly. I'm a rich ass nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. I'm a quick ass hit a nigga, quick ass nigga. Got a stick, hit a bitch ass nigga. Better talk to me nice when you hit that nigga. Working with some ass, yeah. Heard the mama like to keep it nasty. Strip club, throw a lot of rack, yeah. Shawty get freaky and nasty. 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 Shawty get freaky and nasty.
Got me hooked on your love like a fiend on a drug. and he ain't even got a pipe. He be with the shit never fugazi. He don't hesitate to shoot for a lady.
Yep, I'm rolling weed and
he like to buy my weed and he be all the tank got needed. I admit that I love this shit, cause
the hooder the better, we better together. The richer the nigga, the pussy get wetter. The hooder the better, we better together. The richer the nigga, the pussy get wetter. Yeah.
Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super good, super good, super good, super good.
When they super hood, that bitch is super good. It's just something about them niggas when they out the hood. I let them hold my car with no license. Knock a bitch out, got them like I'm Mike Tyson. If he call me and I'm sleep, bitch, I'm waking up. It's like every other week, we be breaking up. The only nigga that can smoke weed in my car. If we give hoods, I'll stash the weed in my bra. Let him hear wrong, might give a baby to him. I'm super crazy about him, God know I love him hood. I ain't going nowhere, that's you that understood. Love my niggas hood.
The hooder the better, we better together. The richer the nigga, the pussy get wetter. The hooder the better, we better together. The richer the nigga, the pussy get wetter.
Yeah. Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super hood, super hood, super hood. Super good, super good, super good, super good.
If he ain't a hood nigga, why bother? Rich to make me call you, but both forget your father. A black baby with more cabbage than a farmer. The type of nigga used to trap out the Marauder. Used to have goals, but he got rid of those. Went from moving O's to fucking with CEOs. When bad bitches control, neck and wrists get froze. And I'm the type of nigga soak my pussy through my clothes. And chocolate brown nice smile, that's the kind I like. Kinda wild, but that nigga got his money right. If I tell him it's a go, he won't hit the brakes. And you know that nigga keep that fire on him just in case.
The hooder the better, we better together. The richer the nigga, the pussy get wetter. The hooder the better, we better together. The richer the nigga, the pussy get wetter.
Yeah. Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super hood, super hood, super hood, super hood.
I love my name.
Super good, super good, super good, super good.
Been waiting all day for this. Put it in your face, you can't resist. Fuck your soul, then you wanna pay for it. That's why you call me your little favorite. When I'm bad and I'm caked up like it's patty, let him eat it when it's red. Got that ever, ever wet, ever fresh. He upset. Have him running up a check till he running out of breath. I'm going up, down, do it on the dick. I can do it in a split. I need more than just a tip. I'ma bust out, something like a wrist. It's a different kind of drip. Let's just call it what it is. I'm the best you ever had before. This the shit you never seen in store. Watching you gon' want some more. There's a call that you can't ignore. Know you've been waiting all day.
Yo, so make sure y'all check us out, man. Make sure you go see that Uncelebrated Pioneer on Amazon Prime, directed by yours truly, DJ Big Stu, all right? Make sure y'all go see that, man. Go see that and give us a review if you can, all right? The Uncelebrated Pioneer, the history of Harlem hip-hop. This my man Ike Jules doing his thing. This joint is fire, and we out, y'all. Big Stu Radio.
Round your vibes in the light. Cause things to play with me. And together we lift our energy up, 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 up. Oh, when I look at you, see the best in me. I'm so working on
direction, you can hear the vision, see the rhythm, breathe the blessing, vibing, whoa, 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 healing, growth, and encouragement, coalescing, every element, funky fertilizer, like with the farm hand stepping in, I spit sediment, what I sediment, or and or, we are up like aurora borealis, don't forget it's the lights in the sky that keep you looking at them, I call bust up on your protons, neutrons, electrons, now I'm Adam, you can call me hyper, you can call me Yeti, I'ma pick up on a seven ring like Saturn, I can feel you from another planet, yeah, I'm on your seven planet, I make you look it up, then you understand it, then you understand it, well, you know, then you know what's happening, they get the message like I wrote it in the sand and some Sanskrit, we've been on the move since the land bridge, watch the continent shift, I brought the bandwidth, big single, same line, I brought the bandwidth, tuned in, all love, that's the plan, when they call it a game, I be like, who is you playing with, but they call it the industry, I be like, how is you innovating, what is you developing, then I look them in the eyes, then I tell them, whoa.
When I look at you, the best of me. I'm still working on the rest of me. Ground your vibes in the light. Cause things play with me. And together we lift our energy up. The rest of me, ground your vibes in the light. Give thanks for play with me. And together we lift our energy up. Up, up. Oh.